I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer with American Roots on stage at the 2018 National Folk Festival in Salisbury, Maryland, where we're going to speak with the St. Louis guitarist Marquise Knox about how he found the blues.
In the African American community, there was sometimes a split between the church people and the blues people. How did Grandma feel about you playing the blues? I mean, had you been in church with singing?
Well, my grandmother was on the split side, so it made it pretty easy for myself. But I come from a very Baptist family, and so you know, when I used to go down south, sometimes they'd be like, "Oh, here he come with his guitar playing in our house." And then my cousin told me one day, she said, "Why don't you just play some spiritual music?" And I told her, I said, "Cuz, I said, when I read Genesis, and I said the Lord was talking to Adam and Eve, and he was talking about Eve had bit the fruit, and he come down and said, 'Woman, what is this thou hast done?' And he looked over at Adam and said, 'Well, Adam, I cause enmity between thy wife and thyself, thy wife's seed and thy seed.'" And I got to thinking about the curse that he put on Adam. I told my cousin, I said, "Did Adam have the gospel or did he have the blues?"
Well, you know, when you think of the history of griots in West Africa, you think of the history of the diaspora to the Americas. Blues seems to have been a kind of, before the world of psychiatrics, blues is a way to kind of deal with the pain.
It was.
And also the joy.
Yep.
And put it all together in one. And you've been able to do that. But in your age bracket, blues hasn't always been that of interest to people either. So how have you dealt with, you know, the friends and the other folks out in the scene who might want something, you know, hip-hop or rap or some pop music or whatever?
Well, I come from in my community, me and my friends, we grew up, we were pretty tight. So I had a friend named Jonathan Mitchell. Jonathan played the drums in church. And that was way before I even decided to play the guitar. And then I had another friend who we tried to teach how to play the bass later on. And so we would always, you know, play at Orient, the nights, you know, to bring the family in, parent teacher conference and all that stuff. And we'll sit there and play together. And I remember one day I was telling Jonathan's father, I said, "Mr. Mitchell," I said, "I would like for Jonathan to play with me." He said, "Oh no, my son gonna play in the church." And so when I got to high school, the notoriety started picking up. So I was in the newspaper, I was on the television, and a lot of my friends were reading and they were looking at it. And a lot of girls got to say, "Well, wait a minute, Marquise. You know, we didn't like you last year, but this year you're looking pretty good." And so I always brought the swagger of a blues man and tried to show them that it wasn't necessarily the swagger that the rappers had, but it was the swagger of a guy who dressed a little more sophisticated like ourselves. And so when I brought that to them, they liked it. And then when you get to telling them, you know, "Hey, I'm not flipping no burgers at McDonald's. I'm not at Jack in the Box or Taco Bell." And so my friends would come out and listen. They say, "Well, Marquise, this is definitely a lot better than doing what we're doing." And so everybody would just bring their friends. And blues is something that evolves, and it's constantly evolving. It is probably the biggest change agent in music, because the blues is considered by so many different things. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, young folks have the blues too, especially now. We can't even, I tell them, you think about it. My grandmother picked cotton in 1932. She was born and she picked cotton in the late 30s, early 40s, 50s to come to St. Louis and get a house. And here I am, I'm her grandchild. And it's hard for folks like myself to have health insurance and to even try to own a home in this day and age as a young person. So
yeah,
they have the blues.
Yeah. Yeah, the blues is necessary to keep us on a beam and feel good. What would you like to give us that is the Marquise Knox introduction to blues and a boogie on this?
Can
this
we set? Do a shuffle and see, fellas? One, two, one, two, three.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.